Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
In recent years, self-esteem has been touted as the answer to many of the problems confronting people. There is this idea, says psychology professor Roy Baumeister, that raising self-esteem will help prevent crime, drug abuse, and teen pregnancy. But the links, he said, are weak, tenuous, and inconsistent. The professor, along with two other authorities, published data from various studies on aggression, crime, and violence, which spans a period of over 70 years. Their research is some of the most definitive ever done on the subject. Their conclusion is that self-esteem is not the answer. To the contrary, they prove quite conclusively that, quote, people with violent impulses suffer from excessive self-esteem, whether it is the schoolyard bully, the husband who abuses his wife, or the driver who makes obscene gestures and then tries to run you off the road. Okay, if low self-esteem were an underlying cause of violence, contends Baumeister, then shy, self-depreciating, insecure, and depressed individuals would be the ones causing trouble in society today. They are convinced that individuals who have an inflated opinion of themselves are the ones who feel challenged by the driver who taps the horn when their car is drifting into the lane of the next passenger, or becomes angry when a wife points out the flaw in that person's logic, or that person is challenged in one way or the other. I'm convinced that knowing who you are in God's sight and understanding His viewpoint is the key to the whole issue. What Baumeister is saying is that what some people think of as self-esteem is unvarnished ego and pride, and this spells trouble when it comes to relationships. On the other extreme is the person whose opinion of himself is so flawed that the individual grovels in the depression of self-pity, sweaty hands, and feelings of worthlessness. The cross of Jesus Christ stands midway between both extremes. It tells me that the God who first created Adam in His image considered us to be worth the price of His dear Son. That fact cannot be taken lightly. The record is clear. God made Him, that is Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. The psychologist considered to be the father of the self-esteem movement, Dr. Nathaniel Brandon, admits that inaccurate, overly broad definitions of self-esteem are being used in research, skewing conclusions. He said, "The absence of a scientific definition of self-esteem has dogged the movement since it began years ago." The problem, simply put, is this. When you leave God out of the equation of life, you are bound to come up with skewed, off-balanced images of ourselves. To understand the product, you've got to study the architect, get his viewpoint, see things from the image of that blueprint and where he's going with it. That's where the Bible comes into the picture. And an understanding of human nature will never be balanced until we view life from the perspective of Him who created us. Yes, an inflated opinion of yourself is just as deadly as not knowing who you are. God not only condemns strong pride, but the self-depreciating mentality of those who fail to recognize the Spirit of God indwelling you makes you a person who can accomplish what God wants you to in a manner that is pleasing to our Father.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.